Blog Talk Radio.
Got one intro. Good luck. Welcome to The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, and we're back. We're celebrating here. This is the first episode of 2022, and it's called New Beginnings. And I'd like to welcome my sidekick and my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing?
I'm great. Happy New Year, Joe.
Happy New Year.
It's going to be a great 2022 for everybody.
You know, for your listeners, we are an interactive radio show. We're not going to confine people to one call or 5 minutes or anything like that. We're going to be out there, allow the people to come in and be part of the show. So if you want to join in, you should give us a call at 515-602-9657. And it's great to be back. We're now not only doing a podcast almost every day, we are doing the radio show twice a week today, Sunday, as well as Wednesday evenings from 7 to 8. This is very, very important because we're now interacting the two. And sometime in the next couple months, maybe 3-4 months from down the line, we'll be doing it a TV show. And it's not going to be just Rumble or YouTube, but our own TV show. We're in negotiations with a number of people. Right Side Broadcasting is working with us on that. And Newsmax and a couple others to have our own show similar to Diamond and Silk. And we're working on that. And by the way, Diamond and Silk will be on our show in a few weeks. That's one of the people that actually we have invited to, and we're trying to set up the dates. But it's going to be a lot of different things, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's not going to be just news. There's going to be many other things in the entertainment field. And Scarlet here is going to be very interactive with that and very important with that. She's going to be more of a say and be part of it, and we're going to try and get people to actually go and have fun.
Yes, I will accessorize and expand. And I'm very excited, and our listeners and followers have a lot to look forward to, and we're going to be telling them information, ones that they don't know about, exclusives, and this way we open their eyes and their ears to what's really going on in this country.
Right. And we're going to have different segments with different ideas, and we're going to have musicians, singers, entertainers, as well as authors, composers, actors and entertainers, and
writers,
just writers,
authors,
and all kinds of different
all
things.
Designers.
Not just political talking heads and things of that nature. But one of the first things that we're going to do is that I got something here that needs to be said. And one of my compadres did a thing on his podcast, Dan Pagino, on the Dan Pagino Show, did a little bit of something. I got his segment here, which I'm going to play. It came from today. Trump knew, and he knew, and he did some things. And we're going to play that first.
Let's go to number one first. Trump wanted a commission. Well, why he was stopped, and they blame a number of figures apparently in the book, which is really stunning. But apparently people in Trump's inner circle wanted to stop this commission. Here's from the New York Post. Trump wanted to haul Dr. Anthony Fauci in front of a presidential commission to give evidence about funding the Wuhan laboratory suspected of leaking COVID-19. See, that's kind of big. Trump suspected from the start. He says advanced plans were underway for a special presidential panel with an executive order. He'd been drawn up to hold China and its collaborators accountable and tally a reparations bill to fire off the Beijing. Here's where it gets ugly. Trump's senior advisors talked him out of the idea as it was about to be announced, according to insider accounts detailed in a soon-to-be-released book on the origins of COVID-19 titled What Really Happened in Wuhan. For those of you, I don't want to hear one more time from another insider swamp rat rodent. I don't want to hear one more time. It's out deep state. The deep state, I don't care what you call it, the silly state, the stupid state. I'm not interested in what you call it. It is real. Trump, again, his instincts were right. I don't blame him, don't blame him, I don't care. His instincts were right on target. Get a commission going right away where this coronavirus came from, and he was stopped by people inside his own administration. Again, we need a house cleaning, a total house cleaning. The upper levels of the FBI, the upper levels of the intelligence community, the upper levels of the State Department. Ladies and gentlemen, our government now is clearly at the upper levels, has figures in it committed to working against us and at the behest of some of our enemies, whether they're doing it on the record, off the record, or they're just useful idiots.
Trump's instincts were right again. Stoner from this New York Post, excuse me. Was this a bioweapon? Again, did we finance with our taxpayer dollars a Chinese bioweapon that killed millions of people? It would only be the biggest story of our time if our media could remove their heads from their asses. From the New York Post piece, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Tom DiNanno led a push to Desmarches, the Chinese ambassador in Geneva. Desmarches is a formal diplomatic representation from one government to another. Someone in the State Department, DiNanno, wanted to confront the Chinese government about this. It goes on. DiNanno wanted to have a senior administration official, perhaps Secretary Pompeo or himself, stand up in a formal setting and confront Beijing over its cover-up of the virus. Its gain-of-function research in the Wuhan labs and the potential breaches of the Biological Weapons Convention. DiNanno wrote a memo on December 5th, 2020, to senior figures in the State Department attaching a sensitive but unclassified document which outlined the case for the build, you make viruses more transmissible to humans and more dangerous, was for potentially military offensive purposes. They hid it and did not and have not shared what they knew and know, Donato wrote. Folks, what more do we need to hear?
That's where it came from, by the way. All right. Now, that tells you something, what's going on. Like we were saying back with the podcast and everywhere else, this was a biological weapon developed in Wuhan by the hands of Fauci, Obama,
Biden, and Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg and Hunter Biden, George Soros, and others.
And Wuhan was the testing ground to see how it would work.
And they released it as a weapon because they couldn't handle Trump and what he's doing. So they released it as a weapon to get rid of Trump, but that's Trump is back.
But they didn't get rid of Trump. They came up with maniacal ideas. They shut down the country. They talked Trump into it. So they shut him up in a ruse. And then he shut down the country, which should have stayed open. So they set him up. They suckered him. He thought he was getting the best advice, but yet they crapped all over him. And what happened is they went into each state and they rewrote the rules, an election, and nobody really knew about it. And then when the election came, they had the ability to steal it through legal means.
And with that in mind, Dan Bongino will be one of our guests in the next few weeks. We were talking with him on that, and he will start listening off of one of his podcasts. We're going to have him live on the radio in a few weeks.
Okay. One more thought on that thought.
Yeah.
Those legal means were illegal, and that was treason. And that is how it's being handled through each state now as the story unfolds and they figure out the corruption of it.
Okay.
And John Durham is not doing his job fast enough.
Okay. Now, a reminder, this is not going to be an all-news radio show thing type of thing. In fact, when we first started to get ready for this show, went in a different direction, and we wanted, instead of starting up with news media guests or people running for office and stuff like that, we decided to go into the entertainment field and to start doing on the lighter notes and stuff and talk about different musicians, different songwriters, and different artists and stuff like that. I got a hold of my booking agent, one of four, actually, and we went and got a couple of guests. He actually gave me a list of 16 people. We're not going to do 16 straight shows of music, but we got two coming up. This Wednesday, we got a return guest from our previous shows when we were back in 2020 and 2017 and stuff like that, and Ed Roman. Ed Roman did a song called Call Me My Way at that time, but he has many others, and he got an award and everything else.
Many awards,
and he will be discussing it this Wednesday show. He'll be on at 7 o'clock with us, and then a week from today, one of the Puckets are coming on. Ashley Puckett will be on and doing her tunes and stuff, and talking about her Puckett family.
I wonder if she's related to Gary.
He is
Puckett and Union Gap.
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, very nice.
So we're working on that. We also have 14 or 15 other great entertainers coming on in sporadic parts because we don't want to do it every week and every show. But we are in upcoming shows. We're going to be talking about mental health. We're talking about bipolar and mental health and how it affects individuals, especially in acting and portraying people who also have bipolar conditions and mental issues. We're bringing on as a guest Maurice Bonnot, who plays Sonny Corinthos on General Hospital. He is a bipolar patient. He has his own series on interviews on YouTube channel talking about bipolar and mental health and other issues. We also, in that line, is bringing in the kid and the parents that in General Hospital portraying autism. Leo, the guy, the kid actor that is portraying an autistic kid, his character's name is Leo. He actually is autistic, and the parents involved, his real parents and the acting parents, we're setting that up in a future date. And we'll talk about autism and how it affects people. You know, sometimes you can't misdiagnose people with schizophrenia when they actually are autistic in the spectrum of autistic. We're seeing it personally in one lady. We believe that's happening. But because of who she's with, she'll never gonna get healthy unless she gets diagnosed right. And we're talking about Brenda, and I'll name her. I don't care. She shows all the signs of autism, not schizophrenia. When something is wrong or goes wrong or something's misplaced, something's broken, she has very poor coping skills. She goes into panic attacks, anxiety attacks. That's all in the spectrum of autism. Not schizophrenia, but autism. And if you don't know how to take care of autistic kids or autistic adults, you may present other problems or exacerbate the condition to make it worse. So that's another thing.
It's a different educational environment.
Right. So we're going to be talking about that and other stuff with professionals as well. Now, in New York City, the crime rate has gone skyrocketing. There were close to 500 murders last year. The worst it's been in a decade. We have a new mayor in Eric Adams, and he's going after the gangs and the gun violence in that, but he needs to do it in such a way that doesn't violate the Constitution, the Second Amendment. I am a lifelong supporter, member of the NRA, National Rifle Association. I believe in their stuff, and I will continue to support them. And they treat and teach people how to handle a gun. In fact, they have one of the best training schools on weapons and guns that even many police departments around the country ask them to help teach their officers and trainees on how to handle weapons and stuff and what to look for. We're also going to work on other things of that nature. So all of that is very interesting, and we're working on that. And I think Scarlett has a lot to say on this. She's indicating that.
No, I wanted to just talk about a story or something.
What do you want to talk about?
Anything.
How about what happened with the Jets today?
I won.
And the Tampa Bay.
They were winning, and we won.
And then they lost. But the thing is, the breaking news is not the fact that Tom Brady threw a last 15-second touchdown to win the game.
Well, of course he was going to do it.
But that's normal for him. But the breaking story is the psychotic behavior of Antonio Brown. This is a guy that always been in trouble and now constantly throughout his career. He forged the vaccine passport, so to speak, and things like that. I don't know why he would do that. You know, also just either take it or not take it. Take a stamp, of course, creating a crime, so to speak, by making or lying about the situation is not going to. Forging a passport is a crime in most cases anyway, and it got you into trouble, got you suspended. But what he did today was even worse. The team, his team, Tampa Bay, the Bucs, were down by like 2 touchdowns in the third quarter. And he decided to do something really crazy. He had a fit. He had like a little kid. And he ended up taking off his shirt, his uniform, and his equipment, and threw it up in the crowd and walked off the field. he's no longer, as of about an hour ago, he's no longer a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. He's been fired. His career is over.
Is that a violation of rules, basically, for...
It's being...
I'm just asking, because that's just... Why
it's not just violating
upset?
Rules. It's being... He's being an asshole.
Why was he upset?
The week before he got like a bunch of passes gone to him, 100-somewhat yards. This time only 3 passes came to him so far.
So what?
And he thought he was being singled out, maybe. I don't know. Only he in his head will understand that. So, but the thing is, he actually...
So he had an ego trip.
Yeah, an ego trip.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's
so
crazy.
He's a 2-year-old. Okay.
Yeah, this is really, it's really, really crazy. On what's going on with that.
Look what's in the White House as an example.
Yeah, but he's nowhere to be found. Oh, by the way, Ray, you talk polling. In the polling data, the guy in the White House is nobody believes is legit anymore. Even his own party wants him gone. He's polling under 20%. He's somewhere between 15 and 20%. And Kamala Harris is in negative figures. She is not even registered on any Richter scale or any kind of scale.
Where is she?
Neither one has been around and disappeared. Meanwhile, the left, ALC, and others are going after Ron DeSantis being nowhere to be found except that he's with his wife, Casey. We're helping her out in her
chemotherapy
and her, because she's got breast cancer, and he's there with his wife. But he also was in Miami, and he was doing other things to help.
He
received an award in Miami, so he's there. And he actually is fighting to keep the citizens of Broward County and the rest of the state of Florida safe from all kinds of stuff, from illegal aliens to criminals to stuff. All the way down the line, and he knows what's about COVID, despite what the drug-pushing Nikki Fried is talking about. And the reason why I call it drug-pushing is because he keeps pushing pot and the hammer and all the other stuff.
Well, that's because she makes money, because her husband owns a farm of wheat. He grows it. So she's all about the dollar bill.
You know, and she's pushing it. She's pushing it and pushing it. And
she ran for governor so she can pop her making bucks on the weed.
That's exactly right.
I don't think she really gives a hoot about being a governor. It's all a marketing ploy.
But she also have other problems too, financial things.
She can never be Charlie Crist.
Okay, this is what's going to happen. She is running in a three-person race with Annette Tatillo, which is going to split the top vote because they're both similar, and Charlie Crist. So these two women are going to divide the vote up, and Charlie Crist is going to walk in, and he'll lose by a landslide to DeSantis.
That's because he loves Obama.
Right. We'll reactivate the Obama hug. And Obama being part of the COVID and on part owner of Wuhan factory, plus the other stuff that's going on, and with the fact that the inflation rate is so high, it's probably double digit. If you go into the supermarkets these days, you see empty shelves in some areas.
Even the dollar stores raised it to
$1.25. Dollar Tree is up to $1.25, but some prices have come down. But
prices are mad.
Right, gas is probably $4 here in Florida. It's up to $8 or $9 in other parts of the state.
Governor DeSantis is working on a way for the gas to come down.
Yeah, in the new legislation that's starting this week, I believe, he is expected to introduce legislation that will reduce the state tax on gas here in the state of Florida.
They
got to
bring it
down
$2. They really do.
You want to get rid of this?
Sorry. Especially since all those cargo ships are coming to our ports because California won't let them in. So they're coming to us. Those trucks, that's big bucks for gas. So that means gas is expensive, and the trucker's situation is expensive, food's going to be expensive. So we have got to come up with a way to bring it down. So this way, it'll lower the scale and it'll help people. Because even though you got a COLA increase on your Social Security, everyone, it's gone before you even got it because of the expense of energy, gas, and food.
You want to know something? If you really want to get rid of the, all the tax attacks and stuff like that, you go to what we call fairtax.org. And start putting in the fair tax. We've been I was a big supporter, and Scarlett's been a big supporter since 2009. And we've been working with that along with many other people. Fair tax is a good way to do it. It'll eliminate all the backdoor taxes.
Open the lines. Open the pipelines. Put people to work.
We need to
drill, baby, drill.
That used to be the tagline for a very famous Alaskan woman governor.
She was on the other day. Did you see her wishing everybody a happy new year? She
yeah.
looked great, Sarah, didn't she?
Yes.
Is she running up there in Alaska against
Murkowski? Might be, but there's another young lady that's running against Murkowski that's being supported by
Trump. Got to get rid of her.
Yeah, so Murkowski's got to go.
You know who needs to go? Ooh, our minority leader, Mitch McConnell. What a guy.
He's another one.
Wow, he wanted to raise the debt ceiling.
Well, we have a race here that we're in the middle of. That's, I believe, the 12th or so is going to be the election day for that special election. Marina is the Republican candidate that's running. Sheila, the one that's running on the Democrat, she's tied up into a corruption scandal now. Possibly money laundering into a pharmaceutical company that she's part owner with, and that is something that's part of what's going on. And Dale Holness, who's involved with the real estate corruption that's knocked out about 95% of real estate companies in Broward County, including several major law firms that all have been dying in the last few days, that's changing the world around here.
Have you noticed that rents have quadrupled?
They've
gone to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $4,000 for a two-bedroom rental.
You need
what
that's,
is that?
That's down here. The more central Florida you go, or farther north you go into more country part, you away from my Broward County or my everyday county, you see the rents go down somewhat, but. They need to actually curtail this economy. It's killing a lot of people.
Is Biden Obama economics 4.0? Is that affecting the price of real estate?
Biden, the communists, and that's who they are, want everything relied towards the government so they can have government control. That is the new world order.
But there are no more ninja loans. I've been reading, you have to put 20% down now.
It's
if
not working.
Yeah,
because
you got to put it down.
The banks are not allowing to go back into that ninja loans type of things, and they're doing that. So they got to be very careful and stuff. And the seniors are getting screwed left and right. And it's not because of the Republicans. They're not throwing granny over the cliff. It's the Democrats or the communists that are.
But they vote for them.
But
they
don't
walk in the oven.
Same thing in the Jewish community. But again, because of AOC and the squad and the positioning of that, a lot of the Jewish community, it's now flipped over and moving slowly into that, thanks to people like
Rabbi Pauly.
Rabbi Pauly, by the way, is the. We go back to 2010. Rabbi Pauly is the first person to endorse me to run for Congress back in the day. And he brought along the Jewish coalition and Bibi Netanyahu and the Knesset and everything else.
You would be surprised how many Jewish people living here in Florida, not including the seniors. Seniors are a different story, but the Jewish community have gone red. They walk away because
and the seniors have,
Debbie cannot win it. Okay.
Okay. What's happening, and this is really unique, is the fact that we actually have. By the way, I want to welcome bringing a boy to the chat room. If you have any questions, let me know.
Call in.
Call-in number is 515-602-9657. But in Florida, for the first time in history that we can remember, the Republicans outregistered the Democrats. There are literally more Republicans registered to vote than Democrats in the state of Florida. It is pure, pure red.
They woke up.
Happy New Year to you, too. And it's great. And I'm telling you, it is great to see that. We actually are closing the gap here in Broward County, which is the most blue county in the state, and we're closing that gap, too. Not because of BRIC. The BRIC is Broward Republic Executive Committee, but it's because of people like Broward First, Florida First, and Gabe Guerrero and his stuff, and Chris, and all those stuff, and all the other
parents going to the school board meetings, and they were shut down, and they didn't like that. And they don't like the critical theory. And they don't like the math. And they don't want to force their children to do the poke. And they don't want their children learning garbage. And they don't want them staying home and glue their brains glued to the computer all day. Children should be outside enjoying their life.
There is, we have in the chat rooms that turn California red. We can, if we get people to actually go out and vote.
Get rid of Gavin.
Don't forget, there was a lot of California that was red. Remember Reagan, you know, and beforehand. I believe Newsom is up for re-election. He's just been recalled and won that, but I think he's up for re-election this year. Anyway.
Didn't he knock out Elder?
Elder is back. Larry Elder is back in this, in California, and there's others in there. But California has a unique election cycle. It's not party and party. It's the top two that win. So you can end up having two Democrats or two Republicans actually running.
Yeah, but now
running.
They're allowing non-citizens to vote. So
same thing in New York, but
that's
where you kicked down. I don't know, but the gentleman here is said get rid of Newsom. Yes, we are going to get rid of Newsom, but we need a strong candidate. Larry Elder was good, but we need more push in there. And I think, I know Trump is going to be not far from California on the 15th of January in Florence, Arizona. That's the first mega rally, as I call it. Right Side Broadcasting and others will be there, and Newsmax and stuff like that. And one of the people that we work with for the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People podcast and radio show will be there, and we'll get some live feeds on the 12th. That is also one of our shows, radio shows, going to be live at the same time, so we may get a live feed on that. So that's going to be an interesting thing. But as we try and do a triangulate between our call-ins and everything else. But we are going to bring that live on the 12th with the Truth is Out, the Voice of People radio show. So we're going to be doing that. So, but we do need to put California red. We also need to get Michigan back to red. We need to get Wisconsin and Arizona's that got their audits and stuff, and the Senate candidate and the governor now. The governor's race is going to be really big. We're going to win that one, and we're going to have someone that's actually going to support all the integrity and not side with the communists and stuff like that. In New York, talking about election integrity, in New York, the new mayor, one of the first things he did was he will not abide by having illegal aliens vote in the local elections. He went against the commissioners there and is going to deny that. Being the mayor, he has final say, and he is vetoing it. Even though de Blasio agreed to it, Eric Adams, the new mayor, said no. And he's worried about that, and he said no to that, and we're cleaning that up. There are some signs that he may just be a pretty good mayor, but we'll see. And we'll give him a chance to hang himself or to survive and swim. So we'll figure it out as we go. Again, Florida is good. Georgia, the idiot is back trying to run for governor again, and she's never actually did anything. No more mail-in votes as the only way to vote is okay. No more mail-in votes. We believe that down here in Florida, it's called absentee ballot. There's a difference. Absentee ballot is upon request by an individual voter, and it gets, when they send it back in, it gets verified by signature and other means. Mail-in ballots means that it's mailed to everybody under the sign and comes back in. That's where they stole the election last time around. Dominion computers was set up that way, and Dominion itself have been in a lot of trouble and have been basically bankrupt. There's another lawsuit that's pending now against Dominion. There's criminal actions pending. They've been arrested already. So all that's coming. And, the ballots and stuff. Okay. All right. Anyway, my coordinator here, one of my producers, says it's time to play a song. We're going to go to Sean Hannity's theme. We'll play that.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek.
That was Martina McBride, and it was the theme song for Hannity back in the day. By the way, Sean Hannity is another individual that we're in negotiations with to try and get on the show in the future. But, you know, we're going up and down, and we're trying to do different things, get interactive. It's not just politics or human interest stories, but also getting the facts out and getting it to have a little fun with entertainment and everything else. And it's just going to be an interactive radio show. So for people to come in either in the chat room, which will remain open, and order to call in. In fact, the call-in number is 515-602-9657. The idea is we want to hear your voice. That's why it's the truth is out there, voice of the people. You are the people, your voice. We want to be heard, and we want to make sure that you are heard and give you a platform, because censorship and shadow banning and everything else is going on rapid right now. All you have to do is Green, Michelle Taylor Green. She got her account on Twitter permanently suspended. She's done on Twitter because she questioned information on the facts of the Wuhan, and also the information that about COVID and stuff. But she's questioning, and she was posting stuff, real information and stuff. I want to tell you something. That booster kills. We know that booster kills. New York Times editor took the booster. He's in the 40s, I believe. Took the booster. Nothing wrong with him health-wise. 24 hours after the booster, he died from a heart attack, a massive heart attack. There's reports, unconfirmed, but we're checking into it, that Betty White, on the 28th of December, took the booster shot and said she died on the 31st in her sleep. If that is proven, that's more. More and more people are dying from COVID through the booster shot and the vaccines than non-vaccinated.
I have a question. Why do you need a booster shot?
Because apparently the vaccines was strong enough to work.
I don't know. I didn't get it. I got one shot, Johnson & Johnson. I wasn't sick. My arm hurt a little bit. And that was it, and it took a little time to go away. And since then, I'm not sick.
Yeah,
and believe me, I have underlying conditions, and I'm still not sick. And you go out, and I'm still not sick. And I'm around people, and they're sneezing and coughing and rubbing and huffing and whatever, and I'm still not sick. So you got to wonder what happened with the shot from then, the medicine, the vaccine, till now. Has it been changed?
We believe it has.
Why do you need an extra one?
I'm going to tell you something.
I don't know. I've built up.
It's all about control. It's all about control. And that's what this is. The mandates, the fact. Look, California, the gentleman, the one that's in the chat room is from California, and he knows what it is to be on the mandates and stuff like that. He knows about stolen elections and all that.
We had it going on here for what, a year, until they lifted that crap up off of us? You can go out, you can do.
But we had it, not for a year, but we had it for a while. DeSantis said enough is enough. He opened the place up and he did everything. The mandates, look, the masks don't work. It says so in their own basket.
Boris. It goes to it.
Why would
anybody want to breathe in their own toxins? So I said, how many people are now going to have lung disease or bacteria in their bodies?
A lot. And the vaccine mandate, stuff like that, it doesn't work. And the thing is, more people are dying and getting sick from the vaccine than the booster shots than actually didn't take any of it.
You took one shot. That is it. Why do you need, seriously.
I know.
You know what? You took the flu shot. What happened?
I took the flu shot while you took it. And I had the flu. I got it. But, you know, and it took a few weeks to get rid of the
That was bad for you.
Yeah, but you know what? My doctor told me, to do the thing, the regular shot. I did it. Okay, I did the flu shot. I did all that. She came to me, and I'm a woman doctor. So that's all I like, for a lot of reasons.
Starting to wonder about doctors.
But she goes to me with a booster first chance and said, do you want to do a booster? I said, no way, no how. I see too many people die from it. And she goes, I agree with you. And that was it. And then after...
My doctor didn't offer me the booster.
Most doctors are not for the booster shot. Politicians are because they want to control.
No, it's the 15% they get under the table.
Right.
Doctors' offices get it. Pharmacies get it. Hospitals are getting it.
And it's called corruption.
That is why our deficit is so high, because somebody's got to pay it.
Yeah.
So they're printing the bucks. So
it's all about corruption on
it's
that.
It's all about power and greed and
okay, I'll be the first into the FEMA, CMS, before any needle goes in my arm. I agree with you. He's right. This person here is right. She's in California, I believe, in California, if you don't comply with this mandate, the jab and the mask and stuff like that, they could send you to FEMA camps. We heard this before back in the day.
What the hell is a FEMA camp?
A concentration camp.
Do I get 3 meals a day?
Not the way you are. You might end up looking for the ham hocks in the soup.
Oh, that's nasty. Really? Like Stalag 17?
Not yet. He said not yet.
Stalag 17?
Yeah, that's
where
what he
said. Where
he's
looking for it?
Yeah.
And then they didn't want any? You
yeah.
put the socks in there? There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, and the chat room said not yet, but that, it's getting close.
If you're married, just pack up your family and come here to Florida.
Yeah, no mandate. Recall
Florida. We're free. We're free.
Recall
here.
The free state of Florida.
And we have tons of jobs, and you can find somewhere to live.
We have a Florida, the greatest governor in the country right now, and that's Governor Ron DeSantis.
And they're great paying jobs. They're not cheap
right.
here.
And he fights for the people of Florida. We even have a law and a militia set up where if Biden, the communists, come into the state or any of his goons or Gestapo agents, we could actually defend ourselves and take them out, and nothing will be done.
Yeah, stand your ground.
Stand your ground, and nothing could be done.
I mean,
we
are
literally
a
country of its own.
Which I cannot figure out why they're wearing the mask, driving in a car by themselves. In 80-some-odd degrees down here. Why would anybody do that? And what happens if you get lightheaded and you faint and you're driving?
Hey, come on, dear. We welcome
you.
Killing
somebody.
Bring your family and friends, but keep the left-wing politics out of here. Same thing in New York. We tell New Yorkers, if you're coming down here, escaping them, because it's like a Reagan. I don't know how many people watch Reagan Train or remember those things, the cover wagons, all that stuff coming out west. Now,
kidding me.
Yeah. Now, what's happening is that in New York City, because of all the stuff that's happening in New York State and their stupid governor, and those mandates and the communist type of thing,
which,
all the business
so
and stuff,
they
actually are now going, they're now actually lining up at U-Hauls and going to Florida and other states. But we said, we welcome them, leave your politics behind. Do not bring the same politics that destroyed the state down here, because we will not allow you.
And
we'll
you go
right
up
back
north,
out.
The rents are cheap. We're telling you. $6,800 a month.
Yeah, 20. He's
for a
two-bedroom. He's right. The gentleman in the chat room is right. 27 other states have had their same thing, have their own militia.
You know what?
Yes.
If you don't like it, change the channel.
Militia,
you know?
Is important. The militia, the Florida security that we have, and states like Texas has the same thing, and others. There are 27 states that have that, will not allow the communists to come and dictate to them.
Even Broward's turned purple.
Right.
Okay.
We have a mayor that actually is starting to do some good things, and he's a Democrat by list, but in reality, he's really a Republican in policy, so we're working its way through. things are starting to change. The southern part of Broward is mostly Republican now, and we went Miami-Dade is purple, which with all the new registration of voters and stuff for Republican and red. And so things are moving in that direction.
Even airlines are having a lot of problems. How many airlines are shutting down because of this mandate?
Yeah. It is funny that down here we had a guy who was protesting the mask mandates, actually wore a thong to get on the plane. They kicked him off, but he actually had a shirt on that says "Let's Go Brandon" shirt on. So you know. But
there's a topic.
Yeah.
Joe Biden and the Let's Go Brandon.
Yeah, he in an interview with various parents and stuff and people on for Christmas, he had a father actually said, "Let's go, Brandon," and Biden goes, "Let's go," agreed with it, "Let's go, Brandon."
With Jill.
With Jill, and now not only is that father, but his whole family are getting death threats by the ultra-left communists.
Did you see that farce about the setup in the White House because it was Melania's
decorating for Christmas?
And they used those photos and tried to pass off that it was theirs when in the interim there was no Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
In the
okay, we got a little over eight minutes left, but before we do that, before we start doing different things, I want to make sure everybody understands that we're on every Sunday and Wednesday evenings from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. On Wednesday, the 5th of January, we got Ed Roman, a well-known country singer, basically, out of Canada. Is coming
Ontario, Canada.
He has many awards, and he's coming on the 5th at 7 o'clock. And then on the 9th, one of the Puckett's, Ashley Puckett, is coming on the 9th and talk about her and her family and where she goes. And those are two things we got set up. Maurice Bernard coming on in a few weeks. There'll be many other guests coming on as we go along across the board. We want this to be interactive, and the chat rooms will be open. The phone lines are open all the time.
We love lively conversation. It doesn't matter the topic, and we don't browbeat, and we don't insult, and we don't beat on you, and we don't do hate.
Right.
We are very respectful.
We actually had round tables when we did this before, and we had open lines, and we had Chris Hahn, we had Leslie Marshall,
Ed Begley Jr.,
Aphrodite Jones, we had Rita King,
Todd Herendon,
Lee Greenwood. In fact, our closing song, we'll be playing that in a little bit.
Evan Syed, Ted Victor, Harriet Park.
We also had Trevor Loudon, and yes. There's many others.
Michael Cutler, Ed Lynch,
Robert Sutton,
Peter Cracchiola.
There's a lot of people that we had in the past. You can check our archives.
Robert Sutton.
You know, and we talk about a lot of things going on. We had a lot of topics. We had the gangs in Chicago. We had the Chicago School Board. We had the government of Mexico.
Montel Williams.
All those people. We're talking about Tamarisi. We got Jill Tamarisi on.
Yes.
And we're all busy doing these things, and we're going to have to show. We got all these things going on. I'd like to thank everybody for showing up today. The chat room. Bring it. Get Boye. You did great. Again, let's go Brandon himself. Let's go Brandon. There's a lot of things. You just gave us information in California. Thank you so much.
Come back.
Come back and join us every Wednesday and every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And I want to thank everybody. I want to thank my co-host.
It's been lively. I enjoyed myself. And you know me, if I'm not expressing myself, it's not a good thing.
And again, before we left you,
I will never be censored.
Right. Before we left you, we're not censoring anything. We want to just an extra
also,
culture.
Anybody out there, the truth is the truth. Members in Facebook, come join me. Join my group. I post a lot of interesting items in there, and I'd love to hear your feedback. So come join the group, The Truth is the Truth.
Right, and one other thing beforehand, the truth always wins out at the end. No matter how much you tell different stories down the line, it always comes back to bite you.
And the truth is formed in many, many ways, from wrestling and politics. A lot of people love that word, the truth. And soon a social network will be out. Called
Truth Social?
That's right, through
that's
Donald
coming
Trump.
Next month.
And we got the Primal Truth. Yeah. We got the Truth is the Truth shirt. So, and we hope that Moxley from AEW will be better soon. And he will be out. He'll be back with his family.
We are working.
And hopefully healthy and has found his way.
Talking about addiction, we're going to have coming on Jamie Lee Curtis as well as Jeff Kova. Talking about addiction and recovery. Gary, who's the head of Shatterproof, is expected to be on in the near future. And we want to thank everybody. And remember, the truth is the truth. The truth is out there. Voice of the people. You are the voice. This show is about you. Thank you again.
And we're staying, and we're just going to grow and continue to express information. No matter what it is or the topic is. Thank you so much for listening in. And this is Scarlett Butler wishing you a happy and a healthy and a prosperous and safe new year.
And this is Joe Gona signing off. We got our ending song. I want to wish everybody a happy new year. God bless you all. And see you on Wednesday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died.
Good night, America.